All right. So, hey, guys, this isn't Tracy. This is actually her best friend, Girdley. And because me and that crazy girl have been through like 10 years of adventures, I thought I'd hit y'all with a disclaimer of sorts. First and lastly, do know that whatever the hell Tracy shares in this podcast comes from her very own treasure chest of magic, logic, and good intentions. She's definitely not a therapist alternative, but she does believe it's inhumane to withhold what feels like gangsta insight. My girl's not for everyone, but she just might be for you.
She's Beauty and the Beast.
Welcome to the She's Beauty and the Beast official podcast. For any new passengers on board, I'm Tracy G, and to my squad who knows me, who feels me, what up? Well, you know what? Real quick, I'm going to tell you what's up on my end, starting with number one. What you're hearing now is not what was originally scheduled for you to hear. But what can I do? Shit gets deleted. Shit gets caught in the technology guillotine. Shit happens. And number two, I woke up with two swollen eyes this morning because while your girl was a sleeping giant beneath her sheets, some millimeter critter decided to flex and freaking bit me. So if my energy feels a tad off at all, do know that it's all because of this Benadryl I had to pop. Laysai. But it made me think about my blessings and that I just gotta fall back and let gratitude take lead, right? Right. So, since Thanksgiving just passed and many of us are trying to find the motivation to burn off those 5 plates of mac and cheese before 5 more arrive come Christmas, Lord, please safely carry my body over to Crunch Gym, please. I thought it'd be beneficial to revisit the second audio vision board I ever put out, The Pursuit of Squat City. If you're unfamiliar with my audio vision boards, unlike this podcast, which is just straight talk, audio vision boards are modernized affirmation productions written by myself. This one is produced by my girl Glam, and it's all created in effort to upgrade our self-talk and just carry on with the listening, and all complete sense will be made. So back to Squat City. Even though there's no denying that a killer physique makes life easier, I don't want us to so much glorify the shaping of our butts as much as I want us to glorify the shaping of our brains. After all, because mindsets is what's going to determine whether we stick with a healthy routine or simply just daydream about starting fresh in the afterlife. And in my opinion, that's kind of whack. So enough of all this talkness and effort to unglue our asses from our comfort zones. Let us begin.
She's Beauty and the
I know that my life is powered by my health. I'm not afraid of the burn because that burn only births muscle, and everyone knows women are made to handle labor. I am seeing significant results solely because of my significant efforts. I am patiently and proactively hunting down new muscles. I am making time in my life for what I know will extend the time of my life. I am focused on my energy first and my ass second. I know working out will only gift me with clarity, pride, and treasured endorphins. I am gentle with myself when hitting reset, and no sweat is a sign of change to come. I am moving more and bitching less. I am accountable for my body and know every decision made or not made affects its stability. Even if I started late, even if I fell the hell off, and slowly got back on, I am still lapping everyone on their damn couch. I am motivated by another woman's progress, never defeated. I am not a slave to my comfort zone. I am becoming stronger in body, cleaner in mind, and gravitational in sex appeal. I know that progress is a freaking process. The time's gonna pass by anyway, so let it be in favor of my upgrade. I know completed workouts will never ever manifest regret. I know what seems wildly impossible today will one day be light work. I am chiseling out a better me.
She's Beauty and the Beast. She's beauty and the beast.
So there you have it. Thinking about keeping the date with the gym later or what? If you're into my audio vision boards, check out my most recent one. It's called Now is the Real MVP, Audio Affirmations for Killing It in the Game of Productivity. And you can find it by visiting shesbeautyandthebeast.com. All right, y'all, before I peace out, simple, routine, but truthful. Thank you. All your support, guys, has brought me so much reassurance and joy and focus, for real, for real. So I'm super appreciative. And really feeling the love of all of this is just a byproduct of sharing what I think can honestly be a handy stimulant for our personal elevation, beginning with all inward everything. So in other words, this exchange we got going on is dope and productive, and I fuck with it. But that's just how I'm feeling. I'd love to hear from you. Hit me on Twitter at HTracyG. Email me, itsyacyg@gmail.com. I promise to hit you right back. And I'm looking forward to next week, babes. Till then, keep the soul lit.
She's beauty and the beast.